Okay, so in order to better understand what the mime scene was like in, like, what, 1830s Paris, we had to watch this film called The Children of Paradise. And even though it was like 3 hours long, it was actually like genuinely so fun to watch because the story was so compelling and you could just see how dedicated the actors were to their roles. Like, especially Jean-Louis Barrault. Like, he played Baptiste. I can't fucking remember his last name, Baptiste. But Baptiste Desvigneaux, there we go. And basically, Baptiste Desvigneaux is like a French mime who created like this character called Pierrot, who was like one of the first few clowns in like this scene. So anyways, like enough about that guy. Like back to like Jean-Louis Barrault, like himself, he's such an amazing actor. Like he's so incredibly expressive with his gestures alone, and I was like absolutely like in love with his character. Sorry, am I boring you? I can't believe this. You asked me to tell you about what I learned today, and when I do, you yawn. You're impossible. I don't want to cuddle anymore. No, I'm not gonna tell you anything. I'm very upset right now. Like, so upset. I can't believe you! Hey, it's not my fault that the people who popularized the mime scene, the art of mime, were white men, okay? I can't believe this gaslighting. Oh my god. Yeah, you know what? Totally. I'd rather have a straight white man as opposed to you. Dating an Asian guy? Absolutely disgusting. You're the one who's using me? You know what? That makes sense. Okay? You know what? Whatever. Go find your white lover. Go ahead and leave me. Like, I'm just like so hurt right now. I'm so hurt. Pain. First, you yawn when I tell you about what I've learned, which you asked for, by the way, and then you say I'm more interested in white men than you. And now you're just telling me to suffer alone. I hate it here. I don't know. I don't care. I just like hate it here. Like I can't. Okay, but are we gonna continue cuddling or are we gonna do this the Asian way where we just don't touch each other? I'm just kidding. Love me. Aw, yeah. Love this hot and cold nonsense we have going on. Are you gonna throw a shoe at me as we cuddle? Look. I don't know what you're gonna do, all right? You were the one who told me to suffer alone and then proceeded to cuddle me, so your mood might change any time. But don't worry, baby, I'm used to it. You know I can't help it. I love being a chat. Is it bad that, I've gotten so used to tough love that I've just accepted it as a normal thing that happens? I don't know, but like when I think about my relationships with other people who, didn't experience this hot and coldness constantly and how frustrated they got with the way I was unable to ever properly, like, express myself. Or like things that I thought were acts of love that just never came across that way. Like, shit, like that's like fucked up. Like, what the fuck? And so when someone praises me, I'm just like, this feels kind of wrong. Like, no. You should be telling me that I can do better. That's true. I now have you who will bully me as much as I bully you, and we call it love. Love the toxicity in this household. She. But seriously though, it's been difficult trying to get rid of like all these like habits and like perceptions. But I'm glad I get to overcome them with you, and we call each other out on it. At least, when we pick it up. When we notice it. All right. Don't get too cocky now, okay? Just because you're the perfect boyfriend. Actually, you're not even that perfect, okay? You love the arts too much to be the perfect Asian. Okay, sorry, but the perfect Asian is math and science centric. Okay, if they get into music, it's because their parents force them into it. Art means nothing to them. Hey. I didn't say I was the perfect Asian, okay? I knew full well that I was going to be the biggest disappointment to my family the moment I chose to go to art school instead of pursuing something serious like business or medicine. The absolute shame. I am, like, my family's biggest shame. Okay, but honestly, what does it matter, right? I mean, I can cook and clean and be the obedient, submissive Asian woman for you, so it all works out. And I'm like, what, 163 centimeters? I'm literally tiny. The perfect Asian woman with you, a strong man with stoic expressions and hidden strengths, not caring about the problems I care about, and not being in tune with your emotions. Like, she, you're like the perfect Asian man for me now, innit? We have our own nuclear family, a son and a daughter. He'd be tall, strong, working towards becoming a successful doctor, while she'd be petite and cute. Her main source of motivation is serving her husband. And you know, they both go on to create their own nuclear families that will eventually dominate the rest of the world. Oh, of course, we're gonna play favorites. The son is definitely gonna get all the attention. Duh. I'm just joking. You know, I love it when you express yourself. And who cares if you don't fit into what the supposed ideal is? Those ideals were created during a time when fossils weren't fossils, so. Okay, I know I'm exaggerating, but will you let me explain myself? Oh my god, you really are becoming the supposed ideal, okay? Talking over your girlfriend like that? Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Oh my god. Anyways, my point is that those ideals don't matter. They're like outdated. What's important is that you stay true to yourself because I love you for who you are and there's nothing I would change about you. No, I suppose you could work on being nicer to me and, you know, like spoil me with gifts. I'm just kidding. Unless she. Hey, you know I'm broke as fuck too, okay? You want a gift so badly? Fine, I'll pick up a rock for you on my way back home tomorrow, all right? It fits you perfectly. Stoic and emotionless and never gets involved in anything, just like every Asian dad. I'm kidding. There you can be my daddy anytime, baby! Please, I'm not even horny. I'm just being unnecessarily sexual, okay? I know, very scandalous. Very scandalous indeed. I'm just really happy to be with you. Like, you just get me, you know? I never really have to explain myself around you, and it's just very easy. Yeah, it's definitely the shared trauma that brought us closer, for sure. But seriously, though, you just understand, and you have no idea how grateful I am for that. I love you. Oh my god, he just emoted love? Ew, disgusting! Oh my god, you know I'm horrible when it comes to emotional moments, okay? But say it again. You know what? Please. One more. I promise. One more. I love you too.